filling in for Friends actor Matthew Perry, who's died aged 54. It's understood he drowned in a jacuzzi at home in Los Angeles. He'd been open about addiction in the past, and investigations now underway. We take a look at some of his best one-liners as Chandler Bing.
No, you didn't get me. It's an electric drill. You get me, you kill me.
I'm Chandler. I make jokes when I'm uncomfortable.
I'm going to Yemen.
When we get to Yemen, can I stay with you?
I'm not great at the advice.
Can I interest you in a sarcastic comment?
Gaza's health ministry claims the number of people killed since Israel's retaliation airstrikes has topped 8,000. A humanitarian group working in Gaza says it's received Israeli orders to evacuate a hospital. Meanwhile, Britain's top police officer says he'd welcome a review into the legal definition of extremism as he calls for sharper laws. Sir Mark Rowley insists his officers are taking any hate crime offence at huge pro-Palestine rallies in central London seriously.
We will robustly enforce up to the line of the law. We're approaching 100 arrests in these events over recent weeks. Anybody puts their foot over the line of the law, we're going to be absolutely ruthless, and we have been, and you'll see many, many more arrests over the next week or so.
Chants of jihad could be heard last week, sparking the criticism, but the Met's commissioner also says there's no point arresting hundreds if they aren't going to be prosecuted. The parents of Liverpool striker Luis Diaz were kidnapped in Colombia after being stopped by gunmen on motorbikes. His mother's been rescued. And today's football's just getting underway, with Kilmarnock aiming to move into the top four of the Scottish Premiership with a win against Aberdeen. Rangers can continue their unbeaten start under new manager Philippe Clement when they host Hearts. That's the latest. I'm Fader Silver.
Thanks, Faye.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Yeah, the Halloween weather has arrived, looking grim out there. Cloud thickening through the day as well, with showers breaking out. These are mostly confined to the south of the region. Showers potentially heavy and blustery at times, taking temperatures to 14 degrees Celsius, your high this afternoon. Tonight's looking like this, dry, clear evening through most of northern parts of the district. Further showers continuing overnight across the south, perhaps reaching the eastern coast at times. A chance of thunder and temperatures dropping down to a minimum of 8 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
Hi, this is Kelly Clarkson.
Hi, this is Madonna.
Hi, this is Sugar Babe.
Hey, I'm Mariah Carey.
Hi, I'm Robbie Williams.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney.
Hey, this is Kylie.
Hi, this is Simon Cowell.
Hey, it's Katy Perry.
Hi, we're Take That.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. 98 FM.
Big thanks to Kev for the last couple of hours of Sunday Sessions. He'll be back here next week between 10 and 12. He's standing right next to me. You're definitely back next week, aren't you?
Yep.
As always, you can listen again to hear more any of the shows here on Phoenix FM at our website, phoenixfm.com. You can catch up with what's going on locally. Listen again to some of your favourite interviews, or just listen again to some of the great shows we have on Phoenix. So welcome to the Sunday Lunch Show with myself, Tony. The 29th of October, yes, Halloween weekend. A bit of a damp squid, actually, at the moment, isn't it? To say the least. Not looking that much better next week if you're heading outside to do your trick-or-treating. Some kids are still off holiday. My son is off this week. He's off last week as well, so 2 weeks. I know some people are going back tomorrow. And, of course, Tuesday, the big Halloween. Although, you don't need to dress up when you're in Phoenix, because most of the presenters here are already quite scary. Not including me, of course. I'm Joe Average. So what's coming up the show later on? Well, we've got some more brand new music, as always, each week. Got the latest track from Joel Corry with Hey DJ. Paloma Faith, brand new track, How You Leave a Man. I was meant to play that last week, but I forgot, so that's coming up fairly soon. Madison Beer, brand new track as well, Showed Me. Jax Jones with DOD and Ina Ralston with Won't Forget You. Jason Derulo, Megan Trainor, Hands On Me. Lots of people have been playing that out this week on various shows on Phoenix FM as well. Got Jazzy, which is coming up soon with NRG. We also got some brand new NSYNC with a track called Better Place. Oh, and I have a brand new Eliza Rose track as well. Plus, Chase and Status, Hedrex RD with Liquor and Cigarettes, which is a brilliant track if you've not listened to it, which isn't that new, but it's been out for a few weeks. But up to last week, I kept forgetting to add it to my show playlist. I also got some brand new Pink Panthers with a track called Mosquito. Also, brand new James Hype featuring Kim Petras with a track called Drums, which is a rather interesting track, and loads and loads more as well. So loads coming up on the show. I was meant to put a jingle on so you could have some kind of background music, but I completely forgot because I'm really kind of offbeat today. I'm going to be pressing all the right buttons, but not necessarily in the right order. 'Cause we were together, it's how you make me feel. With Belters Only, with a track called Forever.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
My brain's like 3 seconds behind today. Just keep forgetting to. Oh, I need to press that button. Oh, was that already up? So it's going to be one of those shows. Well, it is Halloween. It is Halloween this week. So I am doing a little gig later on, Halloween karaoke at a pub called The Gardeners in Hart Street, Brentwood. Lots of people dressing up. Should be fun. I'm going to go as... Well, actually, I'm going as a cross between Elvis and Dracula, because they kind of wore similar outfits, didn't they? You got the kind of big collar and the cape, which is kind of the kind of thing Elvis wore. And the, one of the outfits I got of Elvis's is got a black, big black collar and a big black cape. And when I bought a Dracula outfit, you know, one of those cheap ones that you buy for parties, etc., that's got a very similar one, but it's kind of got the waistcoat, you know, with a kind of Dracula looking waistcoat, and the wig with a hair that goes straight back. He's very similar, not dissimilar, shall I say, to the Elvis wig, which kind of has a little bit of a quiff to it. So I thought later on I might try and combine the two to do like a kind of dead Elvis stroke vampire looking Elvis. I mean, he, yeah, well, he's obviously not alive, is he? So it won't matter too much. Do you know what I mean? So that might be interesting. And then hopefully we'll be singing some Halloween songs during the afternoon. It's going to be lots of fun. Pop them down if you're around, if you're looking for something to do. Family friendly. I'll be there from 6 o'clock. I'm going to have some prizes as well for the best dressed, which I won't be in as well. So I can't give myself my own prize, so hopefully I won't be the best dressed or the most unique. Be fun. So that's what I'm doing this afternoon. More or less, not straight from here, but we're starting at 6 o'clock, so that's where I'll be till late. Looking forward to that. Not much going on outside, but looks of it, it is lashing down here at the Brentwood Centre, I've got to tell you. It looks really dark and quite miserable. Probably spot on for Halloween, kind of that dark, damp look. Lots of trick-or-treating still going on up to the run-up on the 31st, which is Tuesday, isn't it? I haven't been trick-or-treating for a while now. My son's just got to that age where probably looks a little bit too old. So, but we used to do it all the time in Brentwood. And in Brentwood, some areas, but on a really good show, you can House to House, really great early evening bit of fun, you know, doing the trick-or-treating, and that's just me. I'll go on my own dressed as Frank and Elvis. I'm sorry, like that. Never lift us up again. This is Jazzy with Feel It. Got his new one coming up soon as well. 11 past the hour, 12 o'clock. Welcome to Halloween Sunday Lunch.
Favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Been playing this next track last couple of weeks, and I love it. One of my favourite tracks of the year. And when I'm out and about and it comes on the radio, I do like to crank it up and have a little kind of little boogie in the passenger seat or driving seat, whatever. It's Fred again, and Obugja on vocals. Track called Adore You.
You're so much better at everything. Nice and clover in my chair, there's no compare. I adore you. Ooh, I adore you. I came first, but you're ahead beyond your years. People try to find this thing you've always been. I adore you. Ooh, I adore you.
type dancer. If I had my way, every day would be a parade. Ooh, I adore you. Ooh, I adore you. And I pray, may you never lose your star. I'm so proud, proud of all that you are.
Nelly Furtado, Justin Timberlake on his way straight after these.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella!
The most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball!
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince!
Wait! I don't even know your name!
We're back at the Towngate Theatre Basildon with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true! From November to the 2nd of January. Book now! At towngatetheatre.co.uk.
The magic's working.
Let it hit 'em.
Yeah, like this, Timbaland, Nelly Furtado, Justin Timberlake's latest offering. Keep going up. Still to come on the show, we'll be looking at the front pages of all the tabloids today, 29th of October. Second hour, we look at the UK charts. I'll also be looking at brand new music on our New Music Sunday feature. I'll pass the hour, I'll be keeping you up to date with what's going on the roads, traffic and travel-wise. Loads of bits and pieces in between. Got the brand new Paloma Faith ready to go. Great track, it's called How You Leave a Man. Yo, this is it.
Favorite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, that will be me. And this is Owen Larson with David Guetta with On My Love.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
If you're out and about, so roads not looking too bad. Central Brentwood is a little bit busy coming into Brentwood on the A128 Ingrave Road at the Queen's Road. That's because of temporary traffic signals there. High Street's coping well. The Ongar Road, a little bit busy as you come down the Ongar, Road towards King George's Playing Fields, but nothing that should hold you up greatly. You've got some temporary traffic signals due to construction also on the A1023. That's the London Road. That's both ways, around at Cavanas Road, all the way down towards Brook Street, Junction 28. Looking at M25 at the moment. M25, you've got one lane closed on the slip road. That's the entry ramp due to long-term construction there. Anti-clockwise, Junction 28, A12, Brentwood Brook Street roundabout. Expect delays there at the moment, down to one lane, affecting traffic back onto the roundabout. Rest of junctions not looking too bad. Junction 29, the A127 is currently clear. You're heading towards Lakeside, no reported problems there at the moment. Junction 30, the A13, that's looking okay. As always, a little bit busy around the Lakeside parking areas, especially if you're coming through Shafford 100. If you're heading over towards Bluewater, it's okay going there, but coming back you've got problems. Severe delays at the moment, 14 minutes and increasing on the M25s anti-clockwise between Junction 3, M20 and Junction 1, Swanley Interchange and the A282 Canterbury Way. Average speed 15 miles an hour. That's the tunnels, that is, basically, all the way back past Sutton at Hone, Darnath, then Sutton at Hone, all the way back, closing in on the M20, so it's really long there. If you're heading towards Bluewater, you're bound to get caught in that on the way back. A13, not looking too bad at the moment. No reported problems there. A127, looking much the same all the way into South End. Normally busy as you come into South End, but very quiet at the moment. You have got a road closed on Canvey Way. That's the A130. Queuing traffic there due to weekend roadworks until the early hours on Monday morning. The A130 Canvey Way, both ways between Junction B1014, Canvey Road, Waterside roundabout, and the A13 Sadler's Farm roundabout. Congestion to High Road through Benfleet. Watch out for that. It's completely shut, that road, at the moment. And there's no real way of getting around it. So if you're heading that way, you might want to look at either not going or trying to find some sort of alternative way into Canvey. Going up to the M11, busy on the M11 on that junction. You've got delays of 9 minutes at the moment. Southbound between Junction 7, A414, Keynes Lane, Harlow, and Junction 6, M25, the Junction 27. Average speed 20 miles an hour. Really long queue at the moment. That will affect you if you're heading towards London Stansted Airport. Once it clears, it's kind of okay. But if you're coming from the M25 junction, watch out for that. If you're heading over from the 414, or the A120, you're going to hit it either way. So you might want to bear that in mind if you're heading towards London Stansted today. And the A406, as always, is busy, but it's moving. The update 98, time is 12:33. God, I'm exhausted. All that traffic and travel. You never know on a Sunday. Sometimes it's going to be really quiet, and other times it just goes bonkers, doesn't it? Absolutely bonkers. If you're heading out, your best bet is to look on usual websites, the AA or TFL, to plan your routes, because it can get a bit tricky out there at the moment. It's lots of roadworks as well, especially on a Sunday. Right, let's get back to music. This is Jojo Smith with a track called Go, Go, Go. Unless you're on the roads, of course. 12:34 the hour. Welcome to Sunday Lunch with me, Tony. How you doing? No.
listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Sad to wake up this morning to the news that Matthew Perry had died, best known for playing Chandler Bing on Friends, at the age of 54 as well. Really sad. Loads of news on that at the moment. Loads of tweets going out, flooded on Instagram as well with comments from all the various people that knew him. And he had impeccable comic timing as well, Matthew Perry. Created Friends' most quotable character, of course, was Chandler Bing. But he also brought a lot of warmth and charm and depth to a role that, in the wrong hands, could have been far less likeable. I never really was a great fan of Friends, got to tell you. I've watched it when it's, you know, when it's been on. The missus watches it quite a bit. So it's always on repeat, isn't it? Like a lot of these great comedies are. So it's so such a young age to go, so it's very, very sad. So our thoughts go out to his family. So I thought I would play a track completely not related to the show. Of course, it's the theme tune from Friends with the Rembrandts. To the late, great Matthew Perry.
Job's a joke.
Rembrandts, I'll be there for you. Yeah, such sad news. And there was it a couple of years ago, they had that get-together, but I think it was back in 2021, and they was interviewed on Outside the Fountain, which was the kind of backdrop to the original episodes. And there was also on the sofa, and they revisited parts of the old, you know, where they reconstructed parts of the set, the caff and some of the apartments, and they spoke of all the times filming. So waking up to very, very sad news on that. This morning at such a young age, Matthew Perry, who died late last night. Right, so let's get back to the music. This is the latest offering from Joel Corry, a very talented DJ. The song is called Hey DJ.
Hey DJ, I don't want to hear my heart breaking. I feel it's loud enough. Play me something to lift me up and say.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems. At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway. Lealino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 012-714-477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
That will be me. I'm having one of those shows, I really am. I was trying to find why I couldn't see the little mouse. You know when you've got the mouse and you're running it across the computer and you're trying to click on something, and I think, you know, it's not moving. You know, it can't be the batteries because it's a corded one. And then I realised I was using the wrong mouse, the wrong computer. Going mad, I am, since it's Halloween, isn't it? I haven't played a Halloween track, and I probably won't, because I know most of the shows before and after me have played loads. I might squeeze one in. I just might do. Still to come, we'll be looking at the front pages. We'll be doing that after the next song, in fact. And then the second hour, we've still got to look at the UK charts, what happens on the charts on Friday, and also play some brand new music. I'll also be telling you what's out this week, single-wise, and I'll also tell you what's coming out album-wise as well in the second hour. So loads still to come here on Sunday Lunch. But let's get some more music on. This is Nile Archives with Bad Girls. Bad Girls. Yeah, I had to say it twice. Bad gals.
All the original root girl jungle is. Your tune is.
Bad gal comes around my father. She comes to skanks and I want romance. Bad gal with a stand and fashion. She gonna skank to the dance go down. She come to skank and I want romance. Bad girl with a style and fashion. She gonna skank to the dance floor down. Big love to all my rude gal. Let me see you come through, gal. Big love to all my rude gal. Cause I want to move now. Big love to all my rude gal. Let me see you come through, gal. Big love to all my rude gal. Cause I want to move now.
Sunday lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Stayed up, watched the boxing. Well, I didn't stay up. It wasn't on that late. Between Tyson Fury and Francis Ngannou last night. It was only 10 rounds. It was the kind of crossover fight because Francis is MMA, which is mixed martial arts, and of course Tyson Fury, the boxer. So it was a bit of another one of those crossover bouts, but it was in Saudi Arabia, and they even had like a pre-fight display at that. The ring came up from under the floor, and they had like they had a wrapper on before that. They had, you know, all the lights. It was really, really cleverly done. Loads of money spent having the event over there, and of course his next fight, which will probably be against Usyk for all the belts, will probably be held over there. And they're talking about December, so that will be good. Or if not, it'll be in the early parts of next year. I won't give the result away because some of you may not have seen it yet. Very controversial ending. So if you haven't seen it, you're probably you can catch it on TV. I think it's still pay per view, so you may have to pay. If not, you'll probably catch it on most of the news outlets. But I won't give it away on the radio. But that was interesting. It's not in any of the papers yet because it was probably quite late last night. Well done to South Africa winning the retaining the World Cup in the rugby, beating the All Blacks. I think that was something like 11-12 or something. It was 1 point in it, which is very similar to what we lost by when we played South Africa. We were really unlucky to have not made the final. But there you go. That is sport all round. It's never always the outcome you want. It's unless you're on the other side. So someone's got to win, haven't they? Someone's got to win. But lots of sport coming up. Football on today on the Premiership. I shall let you know who's playing fairly soon. Let's get back to some. Actually, should we do the front pages while we're here? Yeah, let's do that. Why not? Let's start off with the Sun and Sunday, which says Earth Shook writes the Sun on Sunday as it reports that Israel hit Gaza with the biggest bombardment yet in what it called a new phase of the war. Also, a picture of Nigel Farage, who's done a one meal. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. He's done rather well since UKIP, hasn't he? Sunday People writes that the former Health Secretary, Matt Hancock, said he didn't benefit from the COVID pandemic during his appearance, which he said during his appearance on Celebrity SAS, which I think is still on the TV, or it might have just finished. I've also got a Stars Go Strictly, a Strictly Dancing, that is, Halloween, all dressed up in their costumes. And the Sunday Mirror today says a Tory minister has been pictured door-knocking with Peter Bone, MP, who has been suspended from the Commons for 6 weeks, reports the Sunday Mirror. I've also got a Strictly front page as well with Bobby's secret girlfriend. More serious news on the Sunday Times says there's been a backlash around the world after 24 hours of bombing in Gaza as Benjamin Netanyahu vows to destroy Hamas and rescue hostages. Observer leads with a similar story today on the front page of the Observer on Sunday, saying that the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, should I say, I think that's how you say it, has declared a second war of independence as fears for civilians in Gaza grows. And then the Daily Star on Sunday has a completely different story. It says psychic Sally Morgan has said she was able to conjure spirits on a plane at 39,000 foot in the air. Daily Star on Sunday reports. It says, this is your captain spooking. Spooking. There you go. Supernatural exclusive, it says on the Daily Star. And most of the papers running with the same stories on Gaza and the Farage story, because he's been in the news quite a bit. Also, a little story about Christine Lampard, who is the new surprise frontrunner to replace Holly Willoughby on This Morning, since she recently left that show. So they're taking bets on that, who will replace her. And that story is in page 2 of The Sun on Sunday. I shall have a look to tell you if there's anything else of interest a little bit later during the show. Right, let's get some music to take us up to the news before the second hour. This is the latest offering from Jax Jones with DOD and Ina Roosden. It's called Won't Forget You.